This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. military surveillance drone crashed into the Black Sea on Tuesday after being intercepted by Russian fighter jets, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
An American MQ-9 Reaper surveillance drone was forced to crash into the Black Sea on Tuesday after two Russian fighter jets performed what the U.S. called a, quote, reckless intercept. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder is the Pentagon press secretary.
Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner. This incident demonstrates a lack of competence in addition to being unsafe and unprofessional.
It was the first such incident since Russia's invasion of Ukraine over a year ago and drew condemnation from the White House and the Pentagon, which warned of the risk of escalation.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Tropical storm Freddy ripped through southern Africa in a rare second landfall that has killed at least 219 people in Malawi and Mozambique since Saturday night, with the death toll expected to continue to rise. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy rainfall pounds the city of Blantyre in Malawi. Local police spokesman Aubrey Singanyama says the fatalities are continuing because of the severe weather.
They are conveying the dead bodies whenever we have found them to Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital mortuary, of which is currently now full.
In Mozambique, Freddy made landfall in the seaport of Kelimani, where strong winds destroyed houses and farmlands. The Associated Press filmed displaced people sheltering in classrooms as the storm raged on. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone has made landfall in mainland Africa. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order aiming to increase the number of background checks to buy guns. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan faces what analysts say is his biggest electoral challenge in May elections by a man many call the Turkish Gandhi. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, leader of the country's main opposition, CHP party, announced his presidential candidacy in early March. He promises sweeping reform to curb the power of the presidency and return parliamentary democracy. But critics point out that the softly spoken Kılıçdaroğlu lacks the fiery charisma of Erdogan. However, analysts say February's deadly earthquakes are a political game changer, with outrage rising over construction failings and allegations of a slow government response. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Pakistani police and supporters of Imran Khan clashed outside the former prime minister's home in Lahore on Tuesday, wounding several on both sides ahead of his expected arrest, a government spokesman and witnesses said. Footage from local TV stations showed Khan supporters face-to-face with police officers chanting slogans. Fire was also seen burning at a distance. Police hit Khan supporters with batons and lobbed tear gas canisters, some of which landed on the lawns of Khan's house, according to video images released by his party. Facebook parent Meta is cutting thousands more jobs, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says this will be tough, and there's no way around that, he says. Facebook parent Meta is slashing another 10,000 jobs, and it won't fill 5,000 open positions. Last November, the company announced 11,000 job cuts. What's going on? Well, last month, Meta posted falling profits and its third quarter in a row of declining revenue. It pointed to a downturn in online advertising and competition from rivals like TikTok. Tech companies have been hiring aggressively for a couple of years. Now they're starting to let some of those workers go. I'm Rita Foley.
Greece will next week start resuming rail services suspended following a train crash, the country's deadliest rail disaster on record. A state minister overseeing transport said on Tuesday, passenger and freight services on the routes have been halted since the train crash on February 28th, which killed 57 people and injured scores. Greek rail workers have held rolling 24-hour strikes, blaming the crash on years of neglect, underinvestment, and understaffing, which led to a creaky rail infrastructure and deficient safety systems. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.